Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. The title of his preaching today is Imitators of God, That's Who We Are.
The reading is from Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were sealed for the day of redemption. All bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and reviling must be removed from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. So be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. The Word of the Lord. I am happy to be with you on this feast of St. Dominic, August 8th, but also as the Church celebrates the 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time. As I look at the readings for the 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time, the one that struck me the strongest was the second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. It is so short, and yet it is so packed with meaning and challenge. I find it to be in three major sections. The first section opens so powerfully with the words, "Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God." Isn't that amazing? Have you spent much time thinking about yourself as grieving the Holy Spirit of God? That's a hard one, and it's not easy for any of us to own. But in trying to understand what grieving the Holy Spirit of God might mean, St. Paul goes right into what we need to rid ourselves of. He says, get rid of all bitterness. Get rid of fury. Get rid of anger and shouting and reviling and all malice. Rid ourselves of these things. When I hear that, I think, oh my goodness, living here in the United States, how I hope there are many Catholics in the United States Congress who will be hearing that reading this weekend. Oh, how I wish there were many Catholics in the United States Senate that will be hearing that reading to get rid of all bitterness and fury and anger and shouting and reviling and malice. And oh, how I wish some of the governors in the United States who are so obstinate in the mistakes that they have made would hear that reading, especially those who are Catholic and might be attending Mass this weekend. I've also thought of the factions within our own church and leaders within our own church who contribute to such divisiveness and who harbor themselves feelings of bitterness and fury, anger, shouting, reviling, and malice. Think about it. The world has taught us those characteristics, those ways of living. It seems that our preaching has not been able to change the world as much as the world has changed even how we consider church and do church. It was funny, my very first thought was that when I heard this reading, was of all the people that I thought needed to hear this, Mostly people with whom I strongly disagree. But then the Holy Spirit broke through and said to me, Marchanda, you too. If you're serious about not grieving the Holy Spirit of God, pay attention to this reading. Now, Paul goes on and says to be kind, compassionate, and forgiving. But how can we be those things at our very core unless we first rid ourselves of the earlier sins that he names? Bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, reviling, and malice. I know they've been in me, especially these past number of years in politics. I may not shout them out loud, but I have certainly shouted them within myself. And I keep asking myself how I have to change in order to not grieve the Holy Spirit of God myself. Paul finally ends by saying, be imitators of God. That's who we are. Imitators of God. And I question myself, do I imitate God with everything I say? With everything that I preach? Am I constantly trying to build bridges through my preaching? Am I constantly trying to reconcile and find avenues of reconciliation? Or am I proclaiming the same old, promotion of my own ideas, my own thoughts, and my own convictions? I need to change me if I'm going to be able to change anybody else, or at least inspire anyone to change on their own. I thought of the old 1955 song, Let There Be Peace on Earth, by Jill Jackson Miller and Cy Miller. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. It has to begin with me. And I can't preach anything else to anyone else unless it begins with me. Today, August 8th, is also the Feast of St. Dominic. And I love hearing this reading in the context of that feast. I so value the teaching of the reading, especially when I think of Veritas, one of the models of the order, which is truth. My friends, the reading invites us on this Feast of St. Dominic to look very deeply into ourselves, and what a tough, tough job that is. But we cannot preach the peace of God until we ourselves have become the peace of God. We are, after all, imitators of God. That's who we are. On this Feast of St. Dominic, on the 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time, let us pray that God help us.